you're a parent, so I want to ask you a question about a parenting. It's sort of a parenting question.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, these are parents who love their children.
I love my children.
So I'm asking you about a friend of mine who loves her daughter. So try and get in the mindset of one of those types of parents, okay? Can you come along with me?
Yes, I can. And I love my children, by the way.
So she sends me this text. She says, "Hi, hope you're doing well. You made a big impression on her daughter when she met you, and I have a favor to ask. Could you text or email me a little something for her red envelope?" That's what I said. I was like, okay, what's a red envelope? Do you know what this is? Apparently, because it's a thing, apparently.
No, I can guess, but I don't want to guess.
What do you think a red envelope is?
When she has her period, she becomes a woman, and then that she gives things to her to say, "Welcome to womanhood."
That's what I thought it was. It's funny you would say that, 'cause I was like, red envelope. This is probably some like thing to do with, became a
period.
Woman. Like in my day, like when you got your period, you just got your period. And mm-hmm. then like, you know, boys suddenly were interested in the size of your breasts. Like that was about it. And you know, my mother was like, "This is a tampon."
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy. There's instructions on the back. You'll figure it out.
Here's the box. Here's tampon.
Yeah, here's the box. Good for you. So I was like, you know, maybe like in this new parenting world, you know, a girl gets her period and there's like a party, you know, maybe it's mm-hmm. like a gender reveal party kind of thing where, you know, a woman reveal party. So that's what I thought it was. So I start writing to her, "Well, do you want me to just talk about like becoming a woman or like how to deal with cramps? Do you want actual advice?" She's like, "No, that's not what a red envelope is." So apparently here's what a red envelope is, because she had to send me this whole thing. She said, this is what it is. When you're somebody that had a special part in the kid's life, they want to hear from you when they're graduating high school. Okay. It's a simple note or a card giving congratulations, encouragement, memories, words of advice that she can cherish always. You can text or email me. I'll print it out. Or you can handwrite a letter. No. Or a card. No. I'm going to text her and give it to me. Deadline is May 20th.
Deadline is when she graduates.
Right.
That's a deadline is in 15 years.
No, she's that's the whole. She's graduating high school right now.
I thought this was the lady with the small.
The period thing was what I thought. I was agreeing with you. That's not what it is. Her daughter is graduating high school.
Oh.
And the red envelope apparently is something that people in
her
life
call it something else.
I know, that's a really terrible name. That's a terrible name. So it's people in her life that she respects and cares about puts a little note in there, like, you know, a congratulatory note or a word of advice or some words to live by. So the main reason why I'm telling you about this is because I thought it was interesting. And also, what do I write? What do I say? I feel like I have to write something special, write something funny, or I don't even, what advice do you give to kids these days? Like what advice should I give her? That's the problem. I don't know anything. I want to write to her and be like, "Can you give me advice? I don't know anything. I'm in radio."
Right. There's a reason why adults still ask children what they want to be when they grow up to get advice.
Right.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Fireman. I could be a fireman. So she doesn't want to hear from anybody during graduation. She's an 18-year-old. She doesn't want to hear any of that.
I know, but my friend asked me to put some advice in this envelope. I'm going to text her something. She can print it up on pretty paper, however they do it. My question to you is, what do you say? What do I say to a 17, 18-year-old in 2021? Like, don't get COVID?
I don't know what to tell my kids when they graduate, so I have no idea. Go to school? Nah, I don't know.
She went to school. She's graduated now.
I know, but go to college, get a degree. I don't know. What do you tell them? I don't know.
But that's not my place to tell her. Like, go to college. I'm not her mother. I could care less if she goes to college.
Don't marry the first guy you sleep with. She probably
Should I
already
tell her
has.
That? Okay. Well.
Yeah, Lion King Kitty says, "Work hard, follow your dreams." There you go. Work hard, follow your dreams, Cooper.
It's a little impersonal, but
yeah. You don't know her that well.
I know her kind of well. Actually, you know what's so odd is her mom, Susan, is like a really good friend of mine from childhood. We grew up together. And during COVID, they came up for a visit. Before COVID, they came up for a visit. Like, I've seen them more than I've seen my friends here in the city.
Oh, okay.
They come up all the time. Yeah. Because they like to go to theater and whatever. So I've actually hung out with them. Like, they come up a couple of times a year. I see them a lot.
David said, don't wear white after Labor Day. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could put on like that.
Okay.
Don't pull on Superman's cape. Don't spit in the wind.
She won't understand that one.
She won't understand that.
Did Eminem give any good advice? Can I just write Eminem lyrics?
Write Stan. The whole lyrics to Stan. And send that. That's a good one.
That's just write the lyrics to Stan.
To Stan.
That would be funny. Maybe that is what I'll do, actually. Because here's the best part about it. I will write the lyrics to Stan, or at least some of them, and text them to my friend. She won't know what it is. Mm-hmm. She'll be like, this is brilliant.
Right. This is really freaking deep.
And then the girl will pull it out of the envelope and maybe like read them in front of all of her friends. My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window and I can't see at all. Like, see, the thing is, this rhymes. So if it rhymes, she's going to be like,
well, change all to today. Change the last word to something random that doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, it all rhymes. Well, it's going to be hard.
You could be like a poet. There's people write poems for graduation people. Poems are fine.
I'll say the girl's name. Dear Slim, you ain't called or wrote. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad. I just think it's f***ed up you don't answer fans.
See? I wouldn't say fucked up. In that, I might use another word. Messed up, maybe.
Yeah, maybe not Stan. But you know what? I like your thinking. I like the idea of business, maybe. Yeah, business. Business.
You love that song.
Detroit versus Everybody has probably a lot of good lyrics in it.
Come on, everybody.
Yeah,
that might
true.
Be a good one. Shake that ass. Could okay. do that.
This is all really. See, now this is why I come to you. This is actually very good advice.
I once got freaky in a Burger King bathroom. I mean, there's a bunch of different rap songs. Put a What a Man. Do that.
No, well, that's not going to make any sense.
WAP. Just write those lyrics.
But that she might know. See, if I do Detroit versus Everybody, you know, that's pretty good because that's something that she might not know as well.
He fought like a doctor with a real good rep. And when he comes home, he's relaxed with pep.
He can change that a little bit.
Every time I see him, a lot of snot knows X flames couldn't be him. He never ran a
They're rhyming. Too much rhyme. I can't rhyme.
Never forget. He keeps me on cloud nine just like a tip. He's not a fake wannabe, trying to be a pimp.
See, you're trying to tell her the people, the guys she should stay away from.
Right. Maybe that's what I'll say. Maybe I'll say, you know, Salt and Pep said it best.
Touch me in the right spot.
See?
They try to play all that match. They thought every time they tried, I said, that's not it. But not this man. He's got the right potion. Baby, rub it down and make it smooth like lotion.
See?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You know what? I think that's what I'm going
to
do.
From 7 to 7, he's got me open like 7-Eleven.
That he's always choosing. With him, I'm never losing. And he knows that my name is
Cooper. Name isn't Susan. That's funny because her mother's name is Susan. That's even funnier.
See, there you go. It's a brilliant song. It makes sense. You love that group. So there you
go. I think so. If I can find lyrics that I can pass off as my own, just put them in there. But if not, I could say Salt and Pep said it best.
Exactly.
And then I'll just write the Salt and Pepper lyrics. That's the laziest. She'll open that envelope and she'll be like, this is it's as lazy as just saying, you know, be a good girl.
Work hard.
Work hard.
Don't marry the first guy you sleep with.
Right. Somebody did give me advice once that was actually really good advice that maybe at the end I'll say, after I do the Salt and Pepper lyrics, I'll say, don't follow your dreams, follow your wildest dreams. Huh? Huh?
Mm.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. Yeah, pick some Dr. Seuss stuff. He's brilliant.
I don't know Dr. Seuss all that well. I know Eminem and Dr. I know Dr. Dre better than Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, so just something like that. Just rip something off.
It's a great idea.
Bust a Move. This is one of those songs. Just
Bust
do that.
A Move. That would be funny.
Funky Cold Medina. Just rip that out there.
I love it. That's funny. That's
Parents
what
just don't understand.
Understand.
By Fresh Prince. You could do that.
Okay.